हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् इवन् दो वाट् ईज़् डिफरेन्स्लेस्नेस् नान् डिफरेन्स् स्टिल् द डिफरेन्स् इस् पर्सीव्ड् एरोनियस्लि बिकास् आफ् माया. Therefore, this bhedaha, jagat bhedaha means the world being different from one's own self. And seeing one's own self being different from the world. Is mayikaha bhedaha, not real bhedaha. See, that is why the difference which is not really there, which is seemingly there, the seemingly real difference is mistaken to be absolutely real difference because of Maya. Therefore, this difference itself is what caused by Maya is called what? Mayikaha Bhedaha. Mayikaha Bhedaha. That's why people use the expression illusory. It's not real difference, but seemingly real difference is mistaken to be the real difference. It's mayikaha bhedaha. And so jagat bhedaha is mayikaha bhedaha. And for a person, even though a person is well versed in shastras, well versed in study of the scriptures, etc., still a person, even knowing the value of dharma, etc., a person can go against dharma. He can behave like an animal. Means it is he is polluted by ignorance. This pollution, this itself is possible because of jagat bhedaha. Jagat Bhedaha means what? Because of seeing the world, one can go against dharma when one, as living in this world only when one sees the world to be different from one's own self. The main reason a person can go against dharma living in this world only when he is seeing this world being different from oneself. And seeing the world being different from one's own self means not seeing the world being one's own manifestation, which means not knowing the truth. Not knowing the truth is what? Being ignorant. And being ignorant means being, it's Maya being, you know, being the cause. Therefore, Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. Verse number 2 is over. We'll go to the third verse. So having the problem of ragadveshas means seeing the world being different from oneself and mistaking this difference of world and the Lord, difference between this one's own self, the world and the Lord is all because of errant perception, because of the ignorance. Ignorance caused problem is looked upon as the problem caused by Maya, which means ignorance is nothing but partial unmanifest power of knowledge, reality. Ignorance is Maya. Is it clear now? So we move on to the next verse. Sukha chid akhanda vibodham. Sukha chid akhanda vibodham. Advitiyam
Vyad
Aniladi Vinirmite Niyojya Bhramayati Bhavasagare Nitantam Tu Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi Maya. So, it's adjective for Maya. Capable Maya. Capable of what? Forming, connecting. Capable of connecting what? Connecting the non-connectable. Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. This maya, what does it do? Bhramayati. First, what's the first verb in the first verse? First we said, ghatayati. Maya ghatayati. Idi first verse we saw in the first verse. Second verse we saw Maya Kalushayati. Now we are saying Maya Bhramayati. Maya Bhramayati. See, there's the verb Bhramati. Bhramati means what? Wanders, rolls, rotates. But it doesn't, suppose causative is what? Bhramayati. Bhramayati means confuses, causes delusion, bhramayati. Okay, Maya contributes for delusion, Maya contributes for confusion, Maya confuses, Maya deludes, bhramayati. And which Maya? This Maya, which is capable of connecting the non-connectable. It makes the impossible possible. This powerful Maya, one of Brahmayati. It makes my head reel. Understand? It makes my head reel. Means what? It confuses. It's making my head reel means what, sir? Indian expression, isn't it? Tala sutta vikkudana. Chode sutta. Sometimes we say when you're confused, what do you say? Oh, my head is reeling, my God. You say that, no? My head is reeling. Do you say that? That means it confuses me totally. I cannot see anything clearly. You see, when you cannot see anything clearly, you do not know what to do, which this way is right, this way is right, what should I do in a given situation to sort out something, you want to do something. You don't know what to do. Should I do this first or that first? I don't know this first. And so confused means when you are not able to find a solution at all to sort to the given situation, then you express this word, no, I'm totally confused. That's when you excuse the expression, my head is reeling, isn't it? Makes my head reel. So here, Maya Bhramayati. Maya contributes for confusion. And how does Maya do here? So, what is Maya? How Maya is? What is Maya capable of doing? And what does Maya do? First we saw Ghatayati, then we saw Kalushayati, now this verse is Bhramayati. How does Maya confuse? It says, Bhava Sagare Nitantam Bhramayati. Nitantam means it makes me remain in the ocean of samsara endlessly. This, as long as Maya is there, as long as the situation of being under the spell of Maya, as long as the situation of being under the spell of Maya, one has to continue to be in devotion of samsara, remain in devotion of samsara, the beginningless, endless cycle of samsara, one has to continue to be in that situation. So, bhava sagare. Bhava sagaraha means what? Ocean of samsara. And this maya keeping me continuously in this ocean of life of becoming. Allow me to get rid of this samsara. It keeps me ever confused in this ocean of samsara. Bhava sagare nitantam brahmayati. It keeps me confused, highly retaining me in this ocean of samsara. Nitantam continuously retains me, keeping me highly confused. Understand? So it keeps one retaining one in samsara, it highly confuses a person. Bhavasagare nitantam bhramayati. This aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya samsare bhavasagare nitantam bhramayati. Okay, bhavaha means becoming, bhavasagaraha means ocean of samsara, which is life of becoming, it's a life of transmigration, it's a beginningless, endless cycle of consciousness. Here, once you are born and you have to go through pairs of opposites in terms of exhaustion of prarabdha karma, exhausting the prarabdha karma, you accumulate again new agami will join the sanchitam, again there will be bigger sanchitam, again from that bigger sanchitam one portion of prarabdha will be exhausted. After that, again death also you can't avoid, the death has to happen, again you have to come back. And this coming back again and again and again and again is called what? Life of becoming, which is transmigration, otherwise called bhavaha. And because it is beginningless, maya is beginningless, and maya is in the form of ignorance, the power of reality. When it's unmanifest, it is called ignorance. Actually, reality is not ignorance. What is reality? Reality is in the form of abstract, in the form of the abstract truth, in the form of reality is the abstract truth in the form of pure knowledge. So reality is not ignorance, but ignorance is not outside of knowledge. And this ignorance is what? The maya is. The unmanifest power of reality, known by the term maya, is in the form of ignorance. Therefore, we say, as long as this is there, samsara will continue to be there. Sanchitam will always be there. Kartruttam bhoktruttam will be there. Therefore, there will be parabdha, exhaustion of parabdha. While exhausting the parabdha, you accumulate new agami. New agami will join the sanchitam. Sanchitam will be bigger than, become bigger than what you have. And again, a portion of parabdha, sanchitam will be borrowed, will be taken, and be exhausted as parabdha in every life after life after life after life. Therefore, maya is beginningless, the unmanifest power of the reality. Maya has no beginning, because power has no beginning. Power of reality unmanifest is what? Maya. Therefore, it has no beginning. Therefore, maya causes samsara is also what? Beginningless. That's why never ask which is my first birth. Okay? Maya is beginningless. Maya caused samsara is also beginningless. Therefore, samsara means beginningless, endless cycle of many births and deaths. Therefore, we can never ask the question which is the first birth. There is samsara. That is why it is likened to sagaraha. And when will this samsara end? My God, as long as there is a situation of being under the spell of Maya. As long as ignorance is there, so long there's no way of coming out of the samsara. Therefore, this samsara is likened to an ocean. Because of its beginninglessness and because of its not being, because it cannot be resolved unless and until knowledge takes place, it is likened to an ocean. And here, in this ocean of life of samsara becoming, this bhavasagare nitantam brahmayati, this maya highly confuses. How does it confuse? In what form does confusion obtain? Okay, amazing. Swamiji has taught this expression. In what form does confusion obtain? Confusion can be in many forms, isn't it? It's very different. Every situation when you question of doing something comes, sorting out something comes, the confusion is there. But here, what is that maha confusion caused by this maya? He says, niyojanam, niyojya. Confusion is in the form of connecting. Niyojana means connecting. Connecting means what now? Making the non-self, making the non-self mistaken for the self. You mistake the non-self, anatma, body, mind, sense complex for the self, it's what happens. It has connected the atma with the anatma. Is it clear now? Atma being connected with the anatma means not really connecting here. If you mistake the anatma for atma, mistake the non-self for the self, which is self, is connected. Not really, seemingly connected. It's called joining, uniting, niyojya. So it confuses and highly confuses, keeping the person retained in samsara forever. How? Niyojya. Okay? Niyojya means uniting. Uniting means what? Mixing up. Mixing up what? We are going to see. Mixing up the Atma. Where? It mixes up the Atma where? He said, which Atma here? Sukha Chit Akhanda Vibodham Advitiyam. All those, the first line stands for Atma. Second line stands for Anatma. Okay? Look at this. First is, by uniting the Atma with Anatma. By connecting the Atma with Anatma. Connecting the Atma with Anatma means what? Mistaking the Anatma for Atma is connecting the Atma with Anatma. Atma and Atma can never be connected. Need not be connected, cannot be connected. But still, Atma is becomes connected to the Anatma when the Anatma is mistaken for the Atma. Anatma is taken to the Atma means what? Anatma is Atma. You make the Anatma Atma. When you mistake the Anatma for the Atma, mistake the non-self for the self, you have already made the non-self the self. Isn't it? This mistaking is what? Connecting the Atma with the Anatma. So he says, Vyad Aniladi Vinirmite. The non-self is defined in this second line. Vyat means space. Anilaha means air. Adi stands for etc. Okay, Vinirmitam means made of. So this Anatma, this non-self, body mentions complex, which is a product of elements, elements such as space, air, etc. Vyad means space, Anilaha means air. Adi stands for rest of the three elements. So Vyad, Anila, Adi means five elements. Vyad, space, Anilaha, air. Adi stands for fire, water and earth. So five elements. Vinirmita means made of or produced, the product made out of. This physical body, which is nothing but the modified form of elements. Isn't it? Food is modified form of, food is vegetation. Vegetation is also what? Elemental. Body is also alternate, elemental only. So Vyad Aniladi Vinirmita means elemental product. So in Nirmite is locative case. In this body, mind, sense complex, the which is object of knowledge, the material, inert material, body, mind, sense complex, the non-self, which is nothing but modified form of elements, of the elemental product. In this elemental, inert material product, Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, Niyojya, connecting in this, connecting with this. Is it clear now? Is locative case, but we have to understand with. Tritiyarthe Sattami. Okay. So connecting what? Where is it connected? Is said. Where does it connect? What does it connect? Sukh. First line says Atma. It connects the Atma with Anatma. It connects the Atma in Anatma. Isn't it? It mixes up the Atma in Anatma. What is it, Atma? It says Advitiyam, one, secondless, non-dual, abstract, subtlest, all pervasive reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Implied with the term Atma, Advitiyam. And this secondless reality, how is it? Vibodham. Advitiyam is one. Next word is what? Advitiyaha Atma. Secondless reality, Atma. Implied with the term Atma. And Vibodha. See, Bodha means knowledge. But Vibodha means, you say Bodha, it is knowledge. You say Vibodha, it is pure knowledge. Now Viseshena, why? It is not, knowing is not an action, but it is of the nature of knowing. So Vibodha means the Atma, all pervasive, abstract reality obtained in the form of pure knowledge. Reality which is of the nature of knowing. Thereby Vibodham. Understand? This Vibodham. And it is Advitiv. So Advitiyam Vibodham. And this knowledge is also what? Akhandam. And it is one indivisible. Akhanda. And what is this Akhanda? Chit. Consciousness. Awareness. So it's a secondless reality which is of the nature of knowing and which is indivisible consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, happiness, sukha. You see, the sukham is there, chit is there, Akhandam is there, Vibodha is there, Advitiya. Do you see all that now? Sukha, Sukham, Chit, Akhanda, Vibodham, Advitiyam. Okay, we'll take it as a together. Sukhachid Akhanda Vibodham. Sukhachid Akhanda Vibodham. Sukhachid Akhanda Vibodham. So the reality which is of the nature of knowing and which is indivisible consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, happiness. And it is this reality which is secondless reality. And reality is what? All pervasive, therefore implied by the term Atma. And this Atma, what is Atma? I am Atma. I am this Atma. I am this all pervasive reality obtaining as innermost essence of every being, which is secondless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is indivisible, pure knowledge consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, happiness. This is Atma. But what happens? This Atma is ever non-connectable with Anatma. Like what? Just as, is it, never can this inert, opaque thing, never can opaque thing be connected with the light. Connected with the light, connected to the light, connected in the light. Isn't it? Opaque thing which shines in the light is never connectable. But still, no? Similarly, in this reality obtaining in the form of indivisible, partless, only secondless consciousness, in consciousness alone the inert, material, elemental products shine. But what happens now? Here, there is a niyojanam happens. Niyojana means what now? No, this is mixing up happens. What is connected to what? Anatma is not connected. Actually, Atma is. Anatma is mistaken for the Atma. Therefore, Atma becomes linked, connected to this Anatma. By connecting the Atma, non-connectable Atma with the Anatma, or mixing up the Atma and Anatma, which are of two different natures. Anatma, which is of the nature of inertness, Anatma is an elemental product, material product. And Atma is pure consciousness. They are not one, and they are not two also. And is Anatma, element, inert, material, elemental product, which is of the nature of, you know, which is dependent on Atma for its very existence, in which the Anatma shines, non-connectable, but still this Anatma is mistaken for Atma. And mistake Anatma for Atma is what? Because of the ignorance alone. Thereby, mistake, causing this mistake, niyojya, connecting it, then what happens thereby? Thereby, all the problems caused by this erroneous, this adhyasaha, it's called adhyasaha. Mistaking the anatma for atma is called adhyasaha. As a result of adhyasa, this adhyaropaha, and because of which there are other, isn't all the thoughts, and thereby how karma also is there. So avidya leads to, isn't it, avidya, kama, and kama leads to karma. This is how ignorance, because of ignorance there is a desire possible, and desire results in action. Action produces karma, and action produces the karma phalam, and karma phalam has been exhausted, for which birth is inevitable. This is how bhavasagare, in the ocean of samsara, it is retaining us in the ocean of samsara, This Maya highly confuses, contributes for confusion, or mistaking the non-self for the self. Not that we want to take body, mind and complex for the self, not that we want to have eye-sense in the body. Dehatma buddhi is very strong eye-sense in the body. We do mistake the body for the self. Whenever we say I, even though the I is a first person singular pronoun, the expression, the manifestation of our Japanese thought, we use the expression to refer to ourselves, then we also use it to mean what? The body, we use it to refer to the sense organ, we use it to refer to them, everything. Because we do not know the truth, what we are. How big this, it is this unmanifest power of reality known as Maya, which alone is in the form of partial ignorance. And it is this, thereby it contributes for error in the perception of the self, thereby error in the, it makes one mistake the anatma for the atma, and thereby it contributes for a superimposition of limitations upon the atma, thereby it contributes for samsara. It retains one continuously in samsara, nitantam bhavasagare bhramayati. Is it clear now? Bhramayati. Therefore, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. How can inert material elemental product be product which enjoys its existence, which shines in the light of consciousness, which is dependent on consciousness for its existence, be mistaken for the consciousness, which, the reality which is of the nature of knowledge? How can you mistake the opaque thing which shines in the light for the light? You must be able to distinguish the light from the opaque thing. Even though there is no distance, there is no, because the closest proximity, non-distinceable, opaque thing is never distinceable from the light. But still, light is distinct. Light, you know, similarly here, reality, abstract, subtlest reality, in the presence of which alone the inert material products, including one's body, mind and complex, the elemental product, shines, enjoys its existence. It is purely dependent on reality, the consciousness for its existence. How can it? But still, it is possible. Even consciousness being what it is, still in the presence of which alone, because of the presence of which alone, this material product, elemental product, what is Viyad Aniladi Vinirmitam, okay, this shines. But what happens? We mistake this, it is Biris Maya is capable of mistaking the anatma for the atma. It mixes, it is contributed for the mixing up of anatma and atma. It connects the atma with the anatma. Okay? As it said, viyad aniladi vinirmite niyojayati. Maya kim karoti, maya niyojayati. Niyojayati, it connects. It connects what? It connects the Atma with what? It connects the Atma in the Anatma. It connects the Atma with the Anatma. Atma, what is Atma here? Sukachida Khanda Vibodham Advitiyam. The one secondless reality which is of the nature of knowing, which is one indivisible partless whole, obtaining in them a pure consciousness, and which is of the nature of happiness, fullness, this Atma, it connects this such an Atma with Anatma, which is just elemental product. And this connectability, is it? How does Maya do this? No? It does. Because Maya is capable. By connecting, what does it do? By connecting this, it retaining us continuously in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths called Bhavasagaraha, ocean of samsara, ocean of life of becoming, and it really makes our head reel. Understand? A nice verse, isn't it? Maya nitantam bhamayati. What all the emotional problems we go through, we suffer. Bhavasagare nitantam bhramayati. What all emotional problems we have. In fact, any problem we have in our life is emotional only. Physical problems are natural. And if we are free from the whole of emotional problems, physical problems can be, we can be objective towards the physical problems, we can manage the physical problems, we can overcome the physical problems, we can understand the physical problems, we can accept the physical problems, and with the problems also, we can be free from problems. The problem is only purely, merely physical. See, body means it has its own dharma, so we can always handle, we can manage, we can overcome. And with problems also we can be, isn't it? With the problems we can still be happy, we can be free. But for which we must be emotionally free. But all the problems we have are mainly what? Emotional problems, emotional entanglement. The misery, suffering, agitation, unhappiness, sorrow, grief, all this is purely because of this mixing up. It is because of this niyojanam, this joining, because of this connection. What connection? Atma being connected to the anatma. The non-connectable Atma and Anatma are connected. How are connected? When the Anatma is mistaken for mistake, Anatma being mistaken for the Atma is Atma being connected with Anatma. Thereby, what happens? And all this adhyasa, and because of this adhyasa, all the problems are because of the adhyasa. Adhyasa is because of ajnanam, ignorance. And ignorance is another expression for the impartial, unmanifest power of reality. And otherwise called maya. Therefore, maya nitantam bhramayati. It brahmayati, it makes my head reel, means it really, for all our slogging, somewhere maya is there involved. If in the wake of knowledge, if maya is resolved for good, in the assimilated, ascertained vision of the truth, of the whole, obtaining as one's own self, maya is resolved for good, then only you are free. Is it clear? So in this, the third verse, how maya obtaining in the form of ignorance of the truth, as in terms of ignorance of the self, which is partial, isn't it? Ignorance, that is called, which is nothing but unmanifest power of the reality alone, with the Maya, when it is there, how it connects the Atma with the Anatma, how it makes us mistake the Atma for the Atma, which is Adhyasa, and how because of Adhyasa, how other Saparamparaya, sequentially all other problems, okay, which are there sequentially in terms of Adhyaropaha, etc., etc., all there, that be how we are kept retained continuously in samsara. Two verses. See now how it makes, in the second verse, how Maya makes us see the world wrongly. In the first verse, it says, third verse, she says, how Maya contributes for error in the perception of the self. Okay? How Maya contributes for our suffering, causing the error in the perception of the world. The second verse, she says, how Maya causes the error in the perception of the world. And the third verse, she says, Maya causes the error in the perception of the very self. Anyway, it is this Maya because of which alone there is erroneous perception of the self as well as of the world. In two different verses, second and the third, Shankara Bhagavatpada tells separately how Maya, obtaining in the partial ignorance in terms of anantya of the existence, in terms of the ignorance of what I am, what the universe is, isn't it? Contributes for the erroneous perception of the world as well as of the self. Okay? Is it clear now? See, two errors. The second verse discusses the erroneous perception of the world. And then the third verse, he talks about erroneous perception of the self. Is it? So both the errors are problems. That is why it is not enough if you say, discover, okay, I am consciousness. What about this world? You have to see this much subtler fact of this grossest tangible, objective, material universe also is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. You have to resolve this matter in most intangible, subtlest consciousness as mithya. Only then your perception of the world, error in the perception of the world will be corrected. You have to see the fact of the world being neither a source of happiness and security, nor is it responsible for your unhappiness. Isn't it? Which means you have to have the right perspective of the world, means you have to see what the fact is, what the truth is. Only then this erroneous perception cast all your notions and the emotions in terms of raga, dveshas, etc. will resolve for good. So he says, in this verse he says, Sukha chida khanda vibhoda madvitiyam vyada niladi vinirmite niyojya. Mixing up this Atma, which is of this nature, with this material inert, material elemental product, mixing it up, mistaking this for the Atma, bhavasagare nitantam brahmayati. Reading us in this life of samsara, it confuses. No, it really makes our head reel, heads reel. Why? Because aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Are you able to read the second, third verse now? Are you okay? Should I read again? Sukha chid akhanda vibodham. One word, that is, see, one expression. సుఖచిదఖండవిబోధం అద్వితీయం. ఫస్ట్ లింక్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ఆత్మ. దిస్ ఆత్మ నియోజి కనెక్ట్స్ వెర్ వాట్ వియద్ అనిలాది వినిర్మితే అనాత్మని. ఫస్ట్ లైన్ యు కెన్ సే విద్ ఇన్ బ్రాకెట్స్ ఆత్మానం సుఖచిదఖండ విబోధం అద్వితీయం విద్ ఇన్ ది బ్రాకెట్స్ ఆత్మానం. రైట్ సెకండ్ లైన్ వియద్ అనిలాది వినిర్మితే అనాత్మని within the brackets atmanam atmani. What is the meaning of the first word? Atmanam. Second line atmani niyojayati. Atmanam anatmani niyojayati is the sentence. Atmanam anatmani niyojayati. It connects the atma with the anatma. Non-connectable, two non-connectable factors are connected. Okay, to not mix, things which cannot be mixed at all are mixed up. So, sukha chid akhanda vibodham advitiyam is equal to what? Atmanam. Viyad aniladi vinirmite means anatmani. Vinirmita means made of means it implies elemental. That by niyojayati atmanam anatmai niyojayati, thereby what does it happen? Bhavasagare nitantam bhramayati. Bhavasagare nitantam bhramayati. It retains us, retains one in the ocean of samsara forever. Isn't it? Thereby confuses. Other can say it makes us go through samsara. Brahmayati means what? I don't go through samsara. Maya makes me go through samsara. Our Maya contributes for this anyone going through samsara. Okay, we'll go to next verse. No, not only looking at this world to be different from one's own self is the caused by Maya, even seeing oneself being separate from the world and the Lord is also caused by Maya in terms of ignorance. Let us head in this next verse, fourth verse. Apagata guna varna jati bhede. అపగత గుణ వర్ణ జాతి భేదే సుఖచితి విప్ర విడాద్యహంకృతిం విప్ర విడాది అహంకృతిం విప్ర విడాది అహంకృతిం విప్ర విడాద్యహంకృతిం చ సుతదార గేహ మోహం సుతదార గేహ మోహం స్ఫుటయతి స్ఫుటయతి సుతదారగేహమోహం తు అఘటిత ఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. ఇట్ రిపీట్స్ యూనో అమేజింగ్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ హియర్ ఈస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనాత్మ బీయింగ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ we mistake anatma for the atma and unnecessarily all that we go through is all what various bondage it's all in your mind isn't it bondage is not real bondage samsara is not real samsara suffering is not real samsara I'm sorry everything seems to be very real because it is notion caused problem isn't it notion caused bondage not real bondage therefore it says here aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya remember the meaning of the sentence aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya maya patiyasi suppose master general పటియాన్ మాయా పటీయసి మీన్స్ వాట్ మాయా ఈస్ కేపబుల్ మాయా ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మింగ్ కాన్స్టిట్యూటింగ్ సంథింగ్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ అఘటిత Maya is capable of connecting the non-connectable. Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. And this Maya, what does it do? Sphutayati. You are learning a lot of verbs now, isn't it? The first verse, what is the verb you learned? Ghatayati. Second verse, Kalushayati. Third verse, Bhramayati. See, we do not move in the world of samsara, but we are made to move. Maya bhramayati. Maya makes us go through samsara. Bhramayati. Now he says, sputayati. Say? Maya sputayati. See, sputayati means what now? Maya here reveals this. Maya makes it real, clear. Sputa means clear. Sputayati means makes it clear. What Maya makes it clear? Maya reveals. It is because of Maya we see this clearly. What do we see here? What does Maya do? It says, Sputayati. Suta dara geha moham sputayati. సుత దార గేహ మోహం సి దిస్ మాయా మోహం సి మోహః మీన్స్ డెల్యూషన్ డెల్యూషన్ మీన్స్ వాట్ వెన్ యూ మిస్టేక్ వాట్ డజంట్ బిలాంగ్ టు యూ టు బి బిలాంగింగ్ టు యూ ఇజ్నట్ is mohaha here. Sutaha, sun. In India, sun means the most beloved. And the most attached, people will be more attached to their son than daughters also. Daughter they like and they give her everything, but son means very special. Okay? So that's why Sutaha Shankara puts first. Because son means myself, my own reflection, my own blood, isn't it? Son means something very special in India. Daughters also are very good, they look out very well, but son means special. Because he is going to be perpetuator of the family tree. That's why. Son is very important for us. And the daughter is not important. Daughter is going to contribute for the perpetuation of the family tree of another family. But son through his son only this family tree has to be continued to perpetuate, and is very important. Therefore, my son, my blood. Look at his, he looks exactly, his nose is like my nose. Even his bald is like my bald. Okay, like this, people say, my grandfather had, my father had, I have, now my son also is having. He's exactly, he's getting my genes, my blood. What sort of sense of possession, isn't it? My genes, my blood, my DNA, all this, isn't it? What is your DNA? So Shankara says here, Sutaha means Sutaha, Akarantaha Pullingaha, Sutta Shabdaha. Sutaha means what? Son. Now Dara. Dara means what? Wife. See, wife means once in front of Agni, promising, I will look after her forever, I will be committed to her forever, making a commitment. Okay, commitment on the day of marriage. And you marry her until the last breath, and she is your Sahadharma Charini. She follows your footprints in living a life of Dharma. And you cannot do anything without her knowledge. Wife means that is a status. Dara. Because she also bears your blood, your children, your family perpetuation you have. Perpetuation of the family is possible. Of course, perpetuation of family is for the perpetuation of Dharma only ultimately. But still your family tree is assisted because, and she bears your children. And therefore, the Dara is very, very important. And it is very natural for one to be, to have what? A great sense of belonging to the wife also. Sutaha, Dara. Then Geham. Isn't it? Geham means home, house. It stands for, so Sutaha and Dara stand for what? Adi mobile wealth. Includes your even cattle wealth also. Even my dog, my cat, my horse, my elephant. Now it starts from sun. Okay? The dearest, then dearer, then dear, then everything. Then also Geha. So Stavara Jangama, isn't it? Now we have what now also? Geha means house. House stands for all other possessions, material wealth. With all of them, great sense of belonging. Nothing wrong. Sense of belonging must be there, but how much? Being possessive, having sense of possession. They all mine, my wife, my son, my husband, my family, my children, my house, my wealth. Isn't it? It's my sense of possession as mine, mamatvam. It's called mamakaraha. Mamakaraha is what? Expression of delusion, mohaha. Delusion means what? Lack of discriminate, expression of the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real. When can a person have mamatvam, mamakaraha? See, having concern for your kith and kin is a must. Having affection for them is a must. Because a human being having love, affection, care, concern, and doing the needful is all must. But concern should not become attachment. Care and affection should not become, isn't it? Become possessiveness. Some people are too possessive that even they crush, no? They harass people. It's a harassment. Being too possessive is a harassment. Always people mistake the possessiveness for love. Mistake. They say, I love you so much, means what? Listen to everything I say. I don't. It means it's because of possessiveness. So what I want to say here, this sense of possession or possessiveness as mine is called mamakaraha. And this mamakaraha itself is what? Expression of one's delusion. Being deluded. Delusion means what? We do not know what is real, what is not real. Therefore, when we mistake what is not real for real, then you become dependent on what is not real for your happiness and security against the erroneous perception. Isn't it? Error in the perception is caused by what? This moha only, delusion only. Why you do not know? You do not know what is real, what is not real? Because you do not know what is real. So ignorance of what is makes you mistake what is not real for real. Therefore, there is now lack of discriminate knowledge of what is real and what is not real. And it results in what? It results in the mamakaraha, sense of possession in terms of mind. Okay, he says, sutadara geha moham. Okay, why there is moha? It is very clear, obvious for us. It's very clear, isn't it? There is sense of possession, there is possessiveness, and there is sense of my, you know. There is my sense, this belongs to me, is mine. Is there? It is there, it is very clear. And for our clear understanding of now, we can see how it is very naturally there in samsara. What is it which makes this very clear? It is because of this maya. What is experienced clearly in terms of possessiveness as mine is because of this maya. So maya sphutayati. Not only that, he says, for you to have a sense of possessiveness, possession, in terms of mine as mamakara, mamakara is possible only if there is ahankara. Without ahankara, how can there be mamakara? Without I sense, how can there be my sense? So first he says, ahankritim cha sputayati. First, the ahankara is because of what? Ahankara means entertaining a wrong notion about one's own self. Having a wrong notion about one's own self in terms of I am this, I am that, I am this, I am so and so, etc. Whatever you think of yourself, whatever you see yourself through is what? Ahankaraha. So the wrong notion you entertain about yourself in terms of what I am, how I am, etc. is what? Ahankritihi ahankaraha. And this ahankaraha is because of what? Wrong notion you entertain about yourself because of your erroneous perception of yourself. You mistake the anatma for the atma because you do not know what you are. Therefore, ultimately, maya, it is the unmanifest power of reality obtaining in him a partial ignorance alone contributes for what? Erroneous perception of the self, thereby adhyas adhyaropa, there's a wrong notion also. Ahankara is because of adhyaropa adhyasaha caused by ajnanam. What is ajnanam? Maya. Okay. So ahankara is because of adhyaropa. Adhyaropa is because of adhyasaha. Adhyasa is because of ajnanam. Ajnanam is another name for maya. Ahankritim. And because of ahakriti, what happens? Mamakaraha. One's eye sense. Once you mistake the body, you have the eye sense, you have wrong notion about the self, then you have what? You have possessiveness also. You have mamakara also. This belongs to me. Why do you say? Only because of a wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, and you see, you mistake yourself for wrong notions about yourself, then you have naturally, anything belonging to the body is what? Mistaken to be yours. Nothing is belongs to consciousness here. Everything is consciousness, isn't it? So first ahankritim sputayati, then mamakritim. Ahankritihi, you can say what? Mamakaram sputayati. I sense it contributes for this. Sputayati means it contributes for the strong I sense and my sense. It is this Maya which contributes for strong I sense and my sense. Sputayati don't take, I mean, it makes it strong, okay? The verbs are not very exactly given here. It is this Maya which makes the I sense and which alone makes the I sense and my sense strong. Contributes for strong I sense and deep-rooted I sense and my sense. Oh, he says, when there's ahankaraha, what happens? Even though I is the pure consciousness which is of the nature of fullness. Sukha-chiti. Sukha-chiti means what now? Even though the self is essentially of the nature of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, still, what happens? Which is free from guna, varna, jati, bhedaha. Atma, the consciousness, is free from what? Apagata means free from, devoid of. Atma is apagata means devoid of, free from. Free from guna, free from attributes, free from qualities, free from even the classes, the classification in terms of Brahmana, Kshatriya, etc. Varna jati, free from what? Free from the classification based on birth also. Free from all the differences in terms of birth, in terms of classification, as what? It is vipra dimb, vipra as in terms of Brahmanaha, Vaishyaha, etc. Even though Atma obtaining in him of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of fullness, is free from all these attributes, differences in terms of Brahmana, Vaishya, etc., based on classification and birth, etc., still there is ahankritihi, there is ahankara. Ahankara means what? A wrong notion about the self. One looks at oneself as aham brahmanaha, aham kshatriyaha, etc. See, when can you... See, aham brahmanaha is a wrong notion one entertains about oneself. Aham kshatriyaha, aham brahmanaha, aham vaishyaha. Isn't it? Any notion you have about yourself, what now? Implies your identity. And the identity you have is what? Wrong identity. Why this wrong identity? Because you do not know what you are. Wrong identity is because of wrong perception, and wrong perception is because of ignorance. Therefore, one, he says, apagata guna varna jati bhede sukhachiti. In this, and the part of the Atma which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is free from all these differences in terms of classification, attributes, the varna difference, etc., still that one entertains the wrong notion about the self. Ahankritihi. And not only that, one also has sense of possession. One has sense of belonging to all these things as with entertains my sense. This strong my sense, and it is this Maya which contributes for the deep-rooted strong I sense and my sense, which are expressions of erroneous perception of the self. It is also caused by Maya. See, luckily you know all these things. Therefore I can do this text like this. You don't know all these things already. I had to explain to you what is Ahankara, Madhyasa, etc. When am I going to finish the text? Because already you have prepared for this text. See, just how Ajnanam is the root cause of all the problems. Which means, having Ajnanam, being ignorant is not a crime. So we can't afford to be ignorant forever. There must be a time in your life you understand there is ignorance. There is a problem of samsara. And this Ajnanam is not something wrong or bad. Okay? The Ajnanam is nothing but the unmanifest power of reality. Once we wake up and judge what Ajnanam is, what happens? Ajnanam will be resolved for good, and you will see only knowledge afterwards. Amazing, isn't it? Ajnanam is in the beginning, it is resolvable later on. And this is the miracle, real miracle of knowledge. You talk about so much about Ajnanam. Later there will be a time you will say there is no Ajnanam, it is only Jnanam. What happened to Ajnanam then? Resolved it cognitively as the unmanifest power of knowledge. When can resolve the Ajnanam as unmanifest power of knowledge? Only when the wake of the knowledge, total manifestation of knowledge. When there is total manifestation of knowledge in terms of what I am, what the universe is, is it? It's only knowledge. There's no Ajnanam. Already it must be clear for you. You must be already seeing what I'm saying. Okay, we'll see this later on. Okay? Apagata guna varna jati bhede sukhachiti vipra vidadhyahankritim cha sutadaramo gehamoham sputayati tu aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya.
What is apagata?
Apagata means devoid of.
Devoid of.
See, where does this maya sputayati ahankritim? Maya ahankritim sputayati. Mamakritim sputayati. Mamakriti means what? My sense. Ahankriti ki? I sense. This ahankriti and my mamakriti, where do they exist? Maya sputayati means Maya makes them stronger. Maya makes them, Maya contributes for the strong I sense and my sense. This sputayati means Maya contributes for the strong I sense and my sense. We say, but where does Maya make this I sense and my sense exist? Where does it make the I sense exist? Where does it make the my sense exist? In me. In which me? In me, the pure knowledge, which is of the nature of fullness, sukha-chitti. And this in me, the consciousness, which is of the nature of fullness, and which is devoid of all the differences, which is free from all these attributes, all this classification in terms of based on birth, action, gunas, etc., in terms of aham brahmanaha, aham, etc., all these, which is free from all these things. But in that consciousness alone, this maya contributes for a strong I sense and my sense. It means ahankaraha doesn't exist outside of consciousness. Mamakaraha doesn't exist outside of consciousness. This maya which contributes to ahankara, mahamkara itself doesn't exist outside of consciousness. In the vague knowledge of what I is, what I am, what the universe is, you will suddenly see only knowledge. There is no maya also. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.